You know, whenever a relationship ends, I always feel the most sorry for the woman.
Why?
Really?
Well, because they might be sad about the breakup or whatever, but I know what they're about to go through. Mm. They're about to get inundated with dudes trying to pick up the rebound.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
And looks like that's what we've got on the phone today. Patrick emailed us, and he just found out that a girl that he likes recently broke off her engagement, and now he's ready to pounce.
What? Oh, okay, wow. Engagement. That's like a serious thing. That's not just she broke up with her boyfriend.
What's up, Patrick?
Hey, how we doing? What? And whatever opens the door, I will take with this girl.
Okay.
Wow.
So Patrick, there's a door open. How do you plan on jamming your way in there?
Gross. That is
why
so gross.
Like,
oh, God.
Oh, that's a, yeah, bad way to say it, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, God. Patrick.
Well, let's just ask about the girl first. What's her name?
Her name's April.
And April?
Have, okay. Have you known April for a while?
Yeah, we went to high school together, and she has always been the one that got away from me. And it just floats in my mind every so often, you know?
Did you guys have a relationship in high school then?
We came close. We went on a date, and then immediately got awkward right afterwards. We were good friends, and then it was done.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was the date awkward, or...?
Well, the date didn't have to be awkward, but I couldn't get it together. I was so nervous.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But here's what we did. I knew that my dad was going to be able to prepare the best meal in the city, and I really wanted to impress her.
Mm.
So he actually made a menu in advance. I invited her over. I gave April the menu a week before, and she was looking forward to it all week.
Okay, so she knew that your dad was involved with this date leading up to it.
Yeah, she did. I'm close with my parents. She'd met him before. You know, we were friends.
Okay. So this was in high school, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And so you invited her over to your family's house for dinner.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I was trying to figure out if your dad had a restaurant or something.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a chef.
So you invited her over to your family's house for dinner, and that was the date that you went on.
Exactly. That was the beginning of this evening that I had kind of like planned for us.
Okay.
So she came over. And dinner went fantastic. It was so good. It was just the two of us. You know, my parents like left us alone and did the whole just being a chef and waitstaff kind of part.
That's really cute.
That is. That's cool.
I know.
It was adorable. And then afterwards, of course, I was like, I'm going to take her out to a movie.
Okay.
So we go out and we're actually going to go see Night at the Museum, if you remember that old film.
Ben Stiller.
Oh, that's a Ben Stiller film. Yeah. That's right.
It was really cool. I find out halfway through that she actually has already seen the movie.
Oh.
I was like, oh, you know, okay. Sorry, I'm wasting your time. I'm not really sure what to do with this. And
oh my gosh,
she's like, no. I'm having fun. This is wonderful.
She's the only person in the country that saw Night at the Museum twice.
Quite possibly. And she started throwing up signs left and right that she wanted to escalate something. She just wanted something. She had her arms around my torso. She was holding my hand when she got the chance.
Oh.
And I was so nervous. I froze up. I didn't know how to handle it. I'd had such a crush on her for so long.
Couldn't make the move.
Sweet, awkward Patrick.
Yeah, so awkward. And afterwards, I drive her back to her place, and we're standing outside of her front door, and she's looking at me, and I know what she's wanting to do,
yeah.
And I just couldn't do it.
Oh, no, Patrick.
You didn't kiss her?
I couldn't kiss her. I couldn't do it. And she looked at me. I mean, time passed. It was awkward. She just hugs me and says, I'll see you later, and walks inside.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
So no wonder you got friend-zoned.
You friend-zoned
you
yourself.
You did it to yourself, yeah.
I really did. I crushed my own dreams.
So wait, how long ago was this?
This was 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And you're still that worked up about it.
It stays in your mind, you know? It's like the thing that never happened, that you always wanted it to be.
So have you guys been talking over the last 10 years, or are you just stalking her on Facebook, and that's how you know she broke off her engagement?
I haven't kept up with her too much, honestly, over the last 10 years. She kind of stayed in the hometown and I moved out. But a friend of mine recently actually told me about it and said, hey, do you remember this girl? And said, you should try to reconnect with her. And I honestly don't even know if she remembers me, but
she probably remembers you. She probably remembers you as a dude who wouldn't make a move.
Yeah.
Well, the timid young man. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So, you know, that her engagement was called off and now you want to just call her up and ask her out.
Totally.
And so you think it's going to be cute that we do it in a second date update?
Yeah. I mean, you guys are going to talk with her first. So if she doesn't remember me, I can bail. I can just hang up and let it go.
That's true.
So we're your security blanket is what we are, Patrick. You're still scared.
How did you get her phone number anyway?
People hold on to the same phone number from high school. I know I still have the same one.
Yeah, that's true.
Hers is still the same. Yeah, I got lucky on that.
You know it's still the same?
Yeah, my buddy confirmed it. He pulled it up in his phone. It's the same number.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and see if she remembers you and then see if we can get you a date.
I really hope this works.
I actually do, too.
Yeah, me too.
Do you?
No, not okay. Really. I don't care. I just want to do the second part of the second date update. Right. So hang on, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hang on.